Come, Holy Spirit, come. Move through this place. Come, Holy Spirit, come. Our fears erase. Come, Holy Spirit, come. Move through our hearts and minds and bless us with love divine. O come, Holy Spirit, come. I call forth and invoke the archangels of the seven rays. Gabriel, messenger unto God. Zachiel, archangel of the new age. Archangels of love, Uriel and Camuel. The prince of archangels, Michael. The healer unto God, Raphael. Japhael, archangel of love wisdom. And the great archangel Metatron. I call forth the protectors of this temple, Bodolina, Della Regna, Galena, Gradalis, and Heferic. With your feet on the floor, relax, drop your shoulders, and open your heart. To prepare ourselves for healing today, we must bring our body and mind into a state of complete relaxation, breathing deeply and gently as our hearts begin to beat in time with each other and with the pulse of the beloved I Am presence. We are surrounded by all of our spiritual healers, guides, teachers, and protectors, and they join us in this journey of healing. I call forth light, light, and more light. Let us draw that beautiful golden light of our spirit from above us, down through the rainbow that is also above us, and that symbolizes the Aquarian age. And let the water bearer pour that river of light down through the crown of our head. The rainbow light flows completely throughout our body, and then down into the center of the earth, grounding us in our beloved Mother Earth, Gaia, flowing back up into our bodies through our feet and into our root chakra. As it moves, the spirit and earth energies are perfectly blended and harmonized, and we are ready to move forward in a state of perfect balance. We are filled with loving energy and are strong in our purpose and still flexible and gentle in our strength. As our root chakra fills with the white light of discipline and purity, we find within our own divinity and are mindful of the divinity within every other living being. We are all created in the light of love, and we feel the light moving up into the splenic chakra. Here we can find transformation and transmutation in the violet light and can use the violet flame for the highest and best healing for ourselves, for others, and for all situations. We are beings of violet fire. We are the purity God desires. The violet flame now carries us up into the solar plexus chakra, where we find that vast ocean of emotions surrounded by the ruby and golden light. We know that our emotions can be disordered, but we also know that we are the masters of our emotions and that we can, as the Master Jesus said, walk upon the water after our emotions have been brought into order. We will use those precious mantras. Peace, I am still, I am peace. And we feel those waters becoming still and peaceful so that we may move forward into the center of our body temple, the portal of the heart, that chakra and the beautiful pink light of divine love, the love that holds no grievances, the love that has no favorites. Here we stand before the altar with the trifold flame of love, will, and wisdom, and at the base, the beautiful violet flame that now overflows and carries us all into the oneness of God's love. There is no power greater in heaven or earth than the power of love, the power of love to forgive and to heal ourselves and others. In the presence of love, we move our awareness up into the throat chakra, where the light glows blue and love is put into service. We serve the will of God, not our little wills, but God's will. Thoughts and words have power, and we've been given the sword of discernment to use them properly and for the highest and best purpose, not to do harm, but to heal. Now bring your awareness to the brow chakra, where the light glows emerald and moves between the pineal and pituitary glands, from one hemisphere of the brain to the other, activating those centers that have long been dormant, opening to the gifts of spirit, including the gift of healing. The emerald green healing light will resolve dis-ease of any kind. We know there is no death, and that we can communicate with loved ones in spirit and access their loving guidance. We now ask for healing for ourselves and those we hold in our heart, and then we consciously allow the healing, knowing that healing will take place in divine order. Heilstrom, the healing stream is flowing and illuminating us in God's healing light. Feel the light glow golden as it floods into the crown chakra with the illumination of divine wisdom. Wisdom carries the charge to serve the light. The light moves into all parts of ourselves, for we all are one. Every healing heals us all. We are clothed in a robe of light composed of love, power, and wisdom of God, not only for our own protection, but so that all who may see it or come in contact with it will be drawn to God and healed. We now feel that golden light move up from our crown chakra, and we are aware once again that the light of our spirit and all those spirits who guide us on our paths are part of the same golden light, the light of awakening. We were created in the oneness of love, and now we are awakening again in oneness. See and feel this magnified light flowing to every darkened corner of creation, bringing every heart to love, easing pain, comforting, and healing every living thing and our planet itself, touching everyone in need, and illuminating every situation with the truth of love. Let us rest for just a moment, just a breath, in the oneness of love, and feel the light flowing around us and through us, and out picturing as that rainbow of love encircling us. We can now call our own light back into this room and into our bodies, knowing that the magnificent rainbow of healing light will always remain in place and continue to send love and healing wherever it is needed. Mother, Father, God, we thank you for this time together to do the work of light. May the rainbow of healing light carry us on our paths with joy. May our light shine on in love and healing, and may we awaken to oneness with every breath we draw. Amen.